Simin Shin Chof Sif Aleph through Ches Bezer Hashem, which is Dinei Schitas Peres. Inshallah. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Zeisim Vanovim Osir Lesochtan. Vimotum Yatman Asurin, Afilu Lo Yoim Dinel Lachino. Whether or not he was machnas nem lebeito in the terech achilo or leshtio, either one is going to be aser. Mashkan ayitim hemit. Tutim remindim aser lesoftan v'yotzim yatzmoni. Then gventach in oindim laachilo moter v'moindim lemashkan aser. V'shar kol aperis moter lesoftan. Says Ramo, mokum shenog l'itzchad ez aperis lishes meim of machmas. So moitainu gdina ketutim remindim. Any place where it's the derech to be seichet that peris machmas tzomo itainik. Because either because you're thirsty or because you enjoy the drink, that's where it's going to be us in that place. Like tutem remindim, you know, gulisachto lefur levadoi ein lochosh. Chol zedaf gulischait aser v'motel limtzitz bepiv min anovim hamashke shebehem kolshkem b'shar dvarim v'yishreitzim lintzipem me'avnovim v'chayitzim bohem. Halacha lemaisa, we pass in like it sounds like Rav that dvar teriel l'rosu teriel l'drichas zisim anovim avad. Something which is asumi daraisa is zeis manovim, and therefore, and that is because it's the derech to be seichatem, and therefore anything which comes out, even yotzmi asman, is always going to be aser. Tutum yirmoinim is going to be asumi darabanan, and yotzmi mehem is only going to be aser if it was machnes lemashkin. And sharkal peres mutalechatchilo desachton, which is, though when you see the sugya, it seems that according to Rashi and Tesis, everybody on the page, it seems that it's aser lemaskanas hagamara to be seichat shar peres. However, kamat. All the Rishenim, halacha lemaisa, paskin not that way. And now we have to be safe in the tzaddik, bedas, Rashi, and Tesis also that lemaskana sagamara can zend that they're maskim. That shar peres, where it's not the derech to be seichet them, it would be mutter lechatchila to be seichet these peres. Now the question is with regard to anovim bizmaninu. If you go to the store and you buy a basket of grapes, bizmaninu, the grapes that they sell are not the types of grapes that they would use for squeezing. To make wine or grape juice. Those grapes are much smaller, much deeper purple, they're much darker, they're not as sweet either. And the ones they use for wine, b'chol, are different types of grapes. If that's the case, then you can be mitzadid that the derech of these grapes, do you say that these grapes, so a grape is a grape, whichever way you slice it? Or do you say no, that this is, we give it a din of shar peres. And once it's given a din of shar peres, then lachor is going to be us. Then it's going to be mutter ken zayin mutter lachatchila to be seichedi because it's not the derech b'chlal to be seichet these pears. La'alach la'maisa, I didn't find anybody that really is misyachas in this question, though the olam handled it a little bit. Number of the bnei chabura were ma'ir this nekuda. Lachor mitzvara otayna that it's totally really in machlekes rishonim, and that is what's the reason. Why is this manavim the only thing which is asmi deraisa? Rashi seems to say that the reason why it's asmi deraisa is because urchayu b'achi. Since it's urchayu to squeeze this manavim, therefore it's asmi deraisa. As opposed to the Ran that says that the reason is because dafka zis manavim, what comes out of it has a shame mashkin, but shar peres, what comes out of it is not a shame mashkin. What does that mean? So that seems to be machlekes achrenim, how to understand what the Ran means. The Prima Gagum says that what it means as a Shem Mashkin means it's one of the Zion Mashkin. It's one of the Zion Mashkin, and therefore it's going to be Aser to squeeze it, and Mashkin Yitzim is going to be Aser because it's one of the Zion Mashkin, and only Zaytim and Ovim are included in Zion Mashkin. Orange juice, no matter how many billions of oranges they squeeze, it's never going to be turned into one of the Zion Mashkin. Mashenkin and Ovim are Zion Mashkin. The Eglital says, no, the Ran doesn't mean anything different than Rashi. As a matter of fact, if you look at the other Rishonim seem to say that Shar Peri, the Ruben Machilo, Afilo Kisachat Huna Mashke, Batla Daitel Sereva, Elim Lechoshim Mashke Elo Echo. When the Ran said that it just Zeis Manovim Hashem Mashke, he didn't mean to say one of the Zayin Mashkin as opposed to some which is not Zayin Mashkin. He meant to say that it's Hashem Mashke as opposed to Hashem Echo. Shar Peris, where it's not the Derech to be Seichat them, therefore we look at them as the Echo. We don't look at them as a Mashke Bechlau. Which is. Could very well be, like Rashi says, Shar Peri Derubim La'achila. Rashi says also that it's Tolian Reiv La'achila. Now, if you understand that that's the case, not like the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah never quotes this Prima Gadim about Zayin Mashkin. though there are a number of Poskim Ma'aseinu that seem to say that Halacha L'Maaseh, the only thing which is going to be also with the Raya is Dafka Zisa Ma'anovim, because those are Zayim Mashkin and nothing else. Mishnah Berurah never does quote that. Never quotes that Prima Gadim. Maybe because Yitzhak understood that the Ran meant like the rest of the Rishonim, that since it's not the derech to be seichet sharper, is to have a shem of a oichel as a shem of a pri, as opposed to a shem of a mashke, as opposed to days of an oven, it's a derech to be seichet, and they have a shem of a mashke. Why is there not the derech to squeeze oranges? Yeah. Oh, so it could be that in Echanami Bizmaninu, says in Ishma Sadr, Madas Rashi, that Bizmaninu, that it's a derech to squeeze other things, and in Echanami Bizmaninu, and that would be, even according to the Ran, would be also it turns out to be the derech. And that would not be like the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim doesn't make a difference. Like we said, how many millions are you going to squeeze? It's never going to turn into Zayin Mashkin. However, there's a tzad to learn. This is the Shabbos and the Swayin Akdama. Somebody was more early than Kuda. That can then, no matter how orche it becomes to squeeze Shar Peres, can then the Firashi, you're never going to be Chayef. Why? Because by Zaytim Anovim, the Matorah of the Pri was made for the Davar Nitzchak Mimenu. The purpose of a grape was to make wine. How do we know? Because every other fruit, when you squeeze it, its bracha goes down. It starts off as a eighth, and when you squeeze it, it turns into a shakal. And even lefid ha'chazanish, and those that say that something which is, if you plant it for squeezing, then in echanam you'll get an eighth, but never gets a bigger bracha. It just gets the same bracha. It'll stay an eighth. Grape is the only thing which goes up in the bracha. It goes up in the bracha and turns into a brei priagofen. It's iuli aile. Dahainu, the ikur matara of the fruit is to be squeezed. And therefore, orche bachi means that's what the matara is. So even if in the 21st century there's more oranges squeezed than grapes, nevertheless, it's still not going to turn into a daraisa. But if you understand that this is the case, if that's what it means, zayis also, even though zayis you don't eat, but the tachlis of the zayis is to use a shemen zayis. That's what it's meant to use. You're not supposed to eat it, but you're supposed to use it for lighting. And that's what it uses by menachas. That's what it uses in the menorah. And that's what it's used for. That's its ikur matara is for light. If that would be the case, if we go with this hanacha, then it's not going to make a difference what type of grape we have in the 21st century, even if the grape is the grapes that we sell in the store are not the grapes that you squeeze. But since grapes are made, the matara of grapes are made for squeezing, so therefore it's hard to be mechalik between the types of grapes. For sure, according to the Prima Gadim, it's for sure going to be outside, because it's one of the Zayin Mashkin. Even though the grapes that we squeeze bizmanenu are not the grapes that use for wine, but if you do squeeze it, it's going to be mashkin. And therefore, for sure, it's going to be asamidar isa to squeeze. But even if you learn not like the Prima Gadim, like we're saying, that the Vart is that it's archayu b'achi, not because it depends on how many squeeze, rather it's archayu b'achi because that's what the matara of a grape is, then even if the grape is bizmanenu, we use basically for achila, but since the whole matara, the ikar matara of why the Rebbeinu Shalom made grapes is to squeeze, therefore we always look at the squeezing as the ikar matara, as the juice which is coming out, and therefore it would still be us to squeeze the grapes bizmanenu. Now, what's the story with shar peres? What is l'maisa the story with oranges and other things bizmanenu? You go to any one of these stores in Geula or anywhere else that they have these stores that squeeze. Chov Beis Yisrael, they have plenty of stores actually that squeeze all types of fruits. And you can squeeze, nowadays they squeeze anything and everything. You have a juicer, squeeze it, why not? And somebody will buy it too. The shell is what halakhic status do these things have? So with regard to oranges, if you look at the Poskim Ma'aseinu, there's a lot of hack with regard to oranges, and the reason is, like you heard from a Makor Nemon, that according to the USDA, in America, I think it was 2015 was the last time that he had the record, in 2015 there was more orange juice obtained from oranges than grape juice and wine obtained from grapes. And there was a bigger percentage of oranges squeezed for juice than grapes squeezed for wine. So it could be that there was more actual grape squeezed because every grape is much smaller than every orange. It could be that there were more grape squeezed, but the amount of juice that came out, there was more juice obtained, and there's a bigger percentage of oranges squeezed than grapes. So to say that it's not arche lav arche b'achi, very hard to say. B'meilo, en echanam, d'nishmas adam, nemzon kepshuta, that anything which is going to be arche, and especially to this extent, is certainly going to be adar aiso. And there are those poiskim that are choishish en echanami, specifically with regard to oranges, that such a high percentage is squeezed for fruit, for juice, that maybe there's a chash daraisa by oranges. Now the Mishnah Berurah never kimdumani. We didn't see anywhere that he's mitzadid, even though he talks about the barrel fulls and the thousands of barrels and it's makom to do it so much. He never is mitzadid that it's asur midaraisa. He's never mitzadid that shar peris are asur midaraisa. Mashmois is that according to Mishnah Berurah, even if it turns into orche, but it's not going to be a daraisa. It's not going to have this, not like we said, Zeisamanov, the matara of the Zeisamanov is for the Jews, and here the matara is not for the Jews, and therefore it's not going to turn into a daraisa. But certainly it's going to be also midarabanan, and certainly anything else, lachar, which is the derech, apples, also tons are squeezed. Then you have things which are not squeezed as much, but people do squeeze them. Now the question is, where do you draw the line? Pomegranates. People do squeeze it, they do sell it, but it's certainly not as widespread as apple juice and orange juice. Those lachar are also similar to tutum v'rimayinim. Kol kama, that is the derech to squeeze it, and it's commonly squeezed. Then in Hanami would also have the same halacha as tutum v'rimayinim, that would be aser midarabanan. Included in that is just about every other fruit. There are certain fruits, maybe, that are not squeezed, melons and other things like that, which are more vegetables than mikadamon, and they're not squeezed. People generally don't squeeze, like cantaloupes, I don't think, and other things like that. But basically, all other fruits are squeezed, and therefore, even if we're going to tell you that they're not aser midaraisa, nevertheless, they're going to be aser midarabanan. Now, with regard to the mashkin shazavu, what's going to be the halacha according to that? With regard to zeisamanov, in mashkin shazavu, what comes out is always going to be aser. That means if you're cutting up grapes and liquid seeps out, you're not allowed to drink that liquid. As a matter of fact, many places can say that it's mukta, because it's maybe you have nothing to do with it. Can't say it's noilid even, but you have nothing to do with it, and therefore it's going to be mukta. There's nothing, you're not allowed to eat it. Not only that, there's some Paiskim, I saw Rabbi Ribiat says, that when you cut grapes, you should cut them on a napkin. Because if you don't cut them on a napkin, then it's a psik ratio through your cutting, that when you press down on it, unless you're using a very sharp knife, and you're going slowly, but generally if you press down on a grape to cut it, then you're automatically going to squeeze out some of the juice. And if you squeeze out some of the juice, so that is the iser schita of grapes, which is iser daraisa. You're right, it's psik ratio, but ichpas leikenzain, if you taka don't care. And it's maybe shinui kalachariyad, because that's not really the normal way to squeeze out the grapes. Well, the Chachili says you should be makvid. It still would only be a psikratio of the leich basle by one derabanan, which lav dafka is motalech chachila. We always tell that you need two derabanan. Therefore, so in such a case, maybe we wouldn't have the chashivas, because you can't use it. Like baiser, something like that, something which is baiser, maybe doesn't have the same chashivas. That's a question. But a regular grape, which could be, l'chura, you have the chashash, that it's a shayla of the raisa. You could also be mitzad de l'kula, the fact, like we said before, and our grapes are not grapes that are generally used for squeezing. Nevertheless, he's not something like that. Therefore, practically, the person is cutting up fruits, and he's cutting up oranges, and he's cutting up grapefruits and lemons on his plate, and all types of fruits, and he's making a fruit salad, and he has a lot of juice on the bottom. That's not a problem. You're allowed to drink that juice. Why? Because that's mashkin shazavu from peris, which are not asur midaraisa, not, they're shar peris, and sharp dainu, like tutim v'rimayinim, which is a derech to squeeze them. It's not like shar peris of the Gemara, which is mutal lechatchila. Somewhere in between zeisim anovim and peris that you don't squeeze, it's like tutim v'rimayinim. Those, it's tali in whether or not you're machnas them la'ichlin or machnas them la'mashkin, but derech klal, anytime that you're cutting up a fruit salad, the pashas is that you were machnas these fruits la'ichlin, you weren't machnas them la'mashkin. In the chanam, you brought oranges to squeeze, and then you decided that you're not going to use them, and you want to use them as a fruit salad, then you would have a problem of using the juice which came out. If you don't, if that's not the case, if you two have a few oranges left over, so, or you only cut half of the orange, then you have this chashash. If one is cutting up a fruit salad, and there's also grapes inside of the fruit salad, so if the grapes were cut up by itself, and then the juice, you want to pour the juice into the rest of the juice of the fruit salad, then you're going to have a problem, because that juice is aser, and it's not bottled in the other juice which it came into, because it's davar sheish matir, like we'll see in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. However, if you're cutting them up on top of the salad, or you're cutting up the grapes on top of the salad, or in the bowl with the rest of the salad, that it's in this arev right away, with the rest of the juice, then it was nisar from the first second, and that's going to be mutar lechatchila. The juice. And chnami, if you would cut it up on top of the thing, then that would be seder. But if you cut it up by itself, and then you're going to put it into it, then you have a problem because it was by itself. You're allowed to cut up the grapes on top of the salad or inside the bowl, but if you want to cut up the grapes on a plate and then pour the juice with the grapes inside, then you're going to have trouble.
You're cutting it on top and it's like dripping down
into the salad. Dripping down onto the salad, yes. You could either cut it inside the bowl together with the rest, or you could cut it on top and it'll drip down into the salad because then you're dripping it down into an oichel. And that is mashgim. That's shesach. There is a machmer tavala bracha that we'll see in a second by grapes, but we'll get to, what? What do you mean doing as mashgim? No, you're not doing it with the mashgim. You're doing it. If you're squeezing it for the juice, that's not what you're trying to do here. You're just trying to cut it. You're not trying. What's it? Why not? If it's a psik ratio, what you're doing is going to cause it to come out. So then can't say that there is. If it's only together mashgim shazav, and chanami, there's no tavala bracha. So only together mashgim shazav, you're not actually squeezing it out. What? Psik ratio. Maybe you don't have to be chayshish psik ratio of machmer tavala bracha by psik ratio. Could be. Good taino. But to squeeze it out, to cut it out, to cut the fruit on a separate plate, and then to drink the juice only by other fruits aside from grapes, by grapes, one should not do that. Now, what's the story with eating a grapefruit? Many people, they cut a grapefruit in half, and then they use a spoon to pull out the piece of the grapefruit. Is that any problem? Generally, what happens when you stick the spoon inside, you're pressing against the side, especially you're trying to get out the fruit, and you're squeezing the grapefruit, and juice is getting squeezed out. Is that a problem of squeezing out a kamata psik ratio? Is that what is the halacha with the juice which comes out? What?
Why is it wrong with kamata psik
ratio? If you do it carefully, Kenzan, maybe you're not going to squeeze out. We'll see in a second exactly what. We'll give it a heter and we'll explain why maybe it's not a secretion. If you understand that it is a secretion that you're going to squeeze out the juice, then it says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, one of the artists, he brings down that it's a secretion betray the Rabbanon. Secretion le'echbaslei, if you're not being mechavan specifically for the juice, you're just trying to get out the fruit, then it's secretion le'echbaslei by betray the Rabbanon, because it's kla'achar yad, and it's sharperi. Since it's kla'achar yad and sharperis, therefore, it's secretion le'ichbas lei, and therefore it's mutter. Mitzad sheni, he says also that even without that, ken zayin, when you squeeze the juice, when you squeeze the grapefruit, what happens to the juice? It goes straight into the fruit. When you're squeezing it out, it's going straight into the fruit, which is with it. So it's kilo as if it's going straight into the eichel. And therefore, he's mitzad that it's mutter. It happens to be that the Orcha Shabbos is ma'ur, even though he brings down the lacha basically la'alacha, he's ma'ur that all the nekudas of this heter are really problematic, or not so pashin. First of all, who says that it's considered kila'achar yad when you use a spoon to get something out? Is that kila'achar yad? This is the way that you would do it. If you were trying to get out the juice, you would dig in the spoon. Second of all, you have to know whether or not grapes, it's so pashin that it's not deraisa. Maybe grapefruits are deraisa. And who says it's noy nichale? And bechlal, this is considered, who says that it's considered that it's... If you're interested in the juice. But if you're also interested in the juice, then in Chanam you're going to have a case where it's going to be Nichol. If you're only interested in the fruit and you're not interested in the juice, then it's Leich Pasle. The Chorin will be Mutter. La'alach la'maisa, it seems that the Peskis Maneinu are Mekel Benegea to this Nekuda, and they say that it's not a problem to go ahead, as long as you're not Mechavan Lehedi when you're going and you're sticking your spoon inside to get out the juice, then they Mutter it, Al Pskreisha, Betray the Rabbanon, and the other Svara that maybe it's being Nischat straight into a food. That's all with regard to fruits. When it comes to vegetables, then it's not so simple what the derech is to squeeze. What is the derech to squeeze with regard to vegetables is maninu? Are carrots the derech to squeeze? So if you take a little spatzir around Beis Yisrael, you'll find approximately 5 stores within a 2.5 minute radius that squeeze carrots. The Mira squeezes carrots, and the Petilia across the street over there squeezes carrots, and the next to the Mira's farm store, next to over there, they squeeze carrots across from Friedman, and then there's Upper Chov Beis Yisrael, there's the Dira, which turned into a fruit store and squeezes carrots, and all over there they squeeze carrots. Now in America, in most places, I will not say in all places, I'm going to get screamed at, when you walk around, you're not going to find people squeezing carrots. You're not. By specialty stores and by specialty where they squeeze, they will squeeze it. But in a regular store off the street, the Pasha says you're not going to find people squeezing carrots. Now, what's the law over there? How many people do you need to squeeze carrots to be considered squeezing, to be considered the derech? What is considered the derech with regard to that? So it's not clear exactly, and it's not clear, for example, carrots, l'chura, it's not the derech to squeeze cucumbers. Most people don't squeeze cucumbers. Now you have all types of people that make concoctions out of anything which is left inside the refrigerator, and they stick it inside, and they put it into a blender, and they juice it. Not only that, it's not really juicing it, they pulverize it. Now pulverizing, what halachic status is pulverizing having? Is that schita or is it not schita? So Solos Shemir Shabbos brings a raya from later on. We actually saw these halachas. It's the halachas in the middle of Simin Shinchof, which we're going to skip now because we saw them in the past. The halachas in Siftes, Hasheleg va'abarad ein meraskin esoi, you're not allowed to crush snow or ice. Kadesh yazevu meimov, to be able to get out the water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the damil malacha sheberi hamayim. That's Rashi. Rashi says because it's kilo as if you're creating water on Shabbos. V'asim the rabbanon inami. This the Rambam says gzeira shema yischait peris ha'im dem lamashkin. To crush, to be merasik, to crush something and to pulverize it is aser because you may come to squeeze peris. So eba zay to pulverize something says the Shmirah Shabbos Kafas says mavur is that the Mishnah Berurah is choishish that we're going to come. Certainly when you're squeezing a pri or a vegetable, we're going to be choishish that you might come to squeeze peris if you're going to be merasik the pri. Therefore, even to be merasik a pri would be aser, even if you were left with nothing at the end. The truth is that when you squeeze carrots, it seems, from those in the know, that you're left with a big, you're left with a lot of the pulp, a lot of the mamushes of the carrot at the end. They don't actually pulverize the entire thing. They don't just juice, turn the whole thing into a liquid. Rather, it really is juiced to a certain extent. Now, the people that take all the vegetables and they stick it inside of a juicer, so the question is, what's the reason why they're doing that? Is the reason why they're doing that because they love the way that the juice tastes? And that's like letainug or letzama, like lashon haRama? Or is that sort of like lerfua? It's vitamins. Just instead of taking a multivitamin, what you did is you don't want to have a salad which is the size of a salad bowl. So you take the entire salad bowl and you stick it into your juicer and then you drink it down in one beautiful glass, 8-ounce glass of nutrients. Now, is that considered the derech to be seichedit for drinking? Or is that just the vitamin? That's a big vitamin, which is, it's better than a regular vitamin, which they take away some of the nutrients. Here, you have, it's mea teva, nature's best.
How can it be both
if you enjoy it? So the first question is, you have to ask all those people, truthfully, whether or not they enjoy it. That's the truth. Whether or not they enjoy it when no one's looking. Whether they really drew it, or they grimace as they knock down the lettuce, cucumber, bechulut drink. So is that something which is, and the fact that some people do that, is that enough to say that it becomes the derech? So it's not clear exactly where do we draw the line, and what would come out, l'chero, halacha l'maisa, what comes out halacha l'maisa, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, that how do we define whether or not it's the derech? So Mishnah Berurah brings down this, a number of the Olim had trouble with this. The Magen Avraham didn't seem to stim from the beginning of the Magen Avraham to the end of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Magen Avraham learned the Rama one way, and he said halacha a different way. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down both. The Rama seems to say that we paskin like the Rabbanan who are chelik and belezer with regard to kaitzim, mekayim, kaitzim, mekarim, and that is any time that it's the derech in this place to squeeze something, it's going to be usur only in this place. Like the Rabbanan that hold that it's aser koitzim dafka baravyo. With any other place, it's going to be mutter. In this place, it's going to be aser. But it's only aser if everybody else would have the same amount of fruits, then they would also squeeze it. And in this place, you could say that it's not batla daitam, it's a koladam. Now, even if it's only the derech in this place, according to the Rabbanan, but if they bring the juice to different places, and they would use it there, that also would answer in other places. That's how the Rama learns. The Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Magen Avraham that says that that's not the defining factor. Rather, like the Magen Avraham was mechavin to the Shitas of Rishenu, like the Be'er Lacha points out, the Beis Yosef asked Akasha, that according to Rav Papa that says we don't hold of Achshavinu, like not like Rav Chisda, then how do we understand at the end of the day why it's usher to squeeze the Tutim V'Rimoinim in the Gemara? The Chor Tutim V'Rimoinim shouldn't be usher just because the Beivim Nashia squeezed it, so therefore they're going to usher it for the entire world. So Rav Chisda said the reason is no, it's not the Beivim Nashia, it's you because of Achshavinu. Rav Papa's Chor said we don't hold of Achshavinu. So what, according to Rav Papa, what's the reason why Tutim V'Rimoinim are usher? The Beis Yosef asked the Kasha, the Taz asked the Kasha, the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, and no one was aware of the fact that the Rishonim all deal with this. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all deal with this, and they say, and the Magen Avraham was mechavin lemaisa to their teretz, and that is that even Rav Papa holds that there's a din of achshavinu, but the only time we have an achshavinu is when there's at least some other people that do what you do. If you're the only person that does it, you don't have a kayach to be achshavinu. That's achshavinu, the fact that you decided to squeeze it for a juice, even if no one else squeezes it, I'm machshiv that what comes out should have a shame of a mashke, not a shame of an echo. For myself.
Why do you lose people?
Oh, because if you're the only one that does it, then we say batla daitetz kaladam, you don't have a koyach to be machshiv something. A one person in the welt is not strong enough by himself to be machshiv something. That's batla daitai. As long as we have other people, we have the Bei Menashia, that it is the derech for them to do it, then we really don't have to say that it's batla daitcha. There's other people that do like you do, and therefore it's going to be usher for everybody. Hence, says the Magen Avraham, if you have one place where it's a derech for people to squeeze, it's going to be usher for everybody in the world to squeeze. That's bitnai, that if they would have the same amount of fruits as that place has, they would also squeeze. But if it's not the derech for anybody to squeeze, it's just one place where they squeeze it, like we heard about Chatzilim, there was somebody that went to a certain yeshiva and found that they squeezed Chatzilim juice. Now, that's batla daitam. Nobody does that. That's certainly batla daitam. I don't know if there's achshavinu on that.
In the Dover Seif. Every single thing you put in the traffic, you're actually going to find a place.
No, so it has to be that if they would have the same amount, for example, Rabbi Falk points out, he says with regard to carrots, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a lot of carrots, and they squeeze a lot of carrots. In Europe, they have a lot of carrots, and they don't squeeze a lot of carrots. They have just as many carrots as they have in Eretz Yisrael, and they still don't squeeze them. And I think the truth is in America. Percentage-wise, I don't think there's as many, even though there are places that do squeeze it in America. Nevertheless, I don't think percentage-wise it's as common to have it as it is here in Eretz Yisrael. And if that's the case, then in Chlam it's not the derech. It could be that that's ready to just consider the derech because you have enough people. It's not exactly clear what the derech is. Practically, it's not so nogea because carrots really have to be squeezed with a machine. If you squeeze it with your hand, unless it's partially smashed before Shabbos, maybe you could get some of the juice out. But practically, it's very difficult to get the juice out of the carrots on Shabbos. And therefore, there's really not that much of a nafkamina as to with regard to squeezing these things. Cucumbers, he never done kipshuta, Rabbi Fox, that's certainly not something which is there to be seichadit. If you want to be seichadit, Rabbi Mutal Chatzchila to be seichadat, Rabbi Meim. So therefore, lalach lamaisa, since most normal fruits that you would probably squeeze on Shabbos, people do squeeze it for the fruit, for the juice, therefore it would be usher to squeeze on Shabbos. You're not going to be squeezed kamat any fruit, you cannot squeeze kamat any fruit on Shabbos, unless it's something which is really off the wall, like squeezing melon, like cantaloupe or something like that, where really nobody does, then maybe you would be able to do it. But any normal fruit that you want to squeeze, pashtus would be on. The bach says bachlal, that's the minig olam, to be makbid on every fruit to squeeze. But that was the way the chara would come out from the Mishnah Berurah, since there are people that do it. And if you're squeezing from the juice, then it's achshavinu, then it's going to be usher for you to squeeze. Now, just to clarify something, oranges. How many people do you know squeeze oranges? Maybe before Pesach. The standard person in America doesn't squeeze oranges. But Tropicana squeezes a very lot of oranges. Billions and billions of oranges. Now, Lechura, that's the defining factor. The defining factor is how many people, the reason why we don't squeeze oranges is not because we wouldn't squeeze oranges, it's just because it pays for us to go to the store and spend $2 on a thing of juice than to buy all the oranges that they're squeezing it. It's like everything else. We also buy a ready-made suit, and we also buy a ready-made bread, and we also buy all the other things that are ready-made, besides the fact that the Tropicana orange is going to taste a lot better than orange juice that we're going to buy, and it's going to be cheaper. So, b'chlal, we have much to gain by buying from them and much to lose by not buying from them. That doesn't mean that it's not the derech to be seichedit. It is the derech to be seichedit. It's just that we're not seichedit because somebody else is seichedit for us. Kol adas Yisrael shechten es haPesach, el melam shluchu shelanu kama yisei. Klal Yisrael shechten es haPesach, and Klal Yisrael squeezes oranges, and the oilin squeezes oranges. Who squeezes oranges? Fred, who squeezes oranges for Chapakanu. Now, maybe the defining factor is of whether or not it's considered the derech is when you go to a store. What type of juice do they sell in the store? That's whether or not it's a derech. If they sell grapefruit juice in the store, then it's a derech. If they sell... Most stores do not sell straight carrot juice. Certainly they don't sell cucumber, lettuce, kale... What else goes inside?
Flaxseed
juice. You might be able to find it in a health food store, but you find all types of things in a health food store. I don't know that that defines whether or not it's a derech la'olam to do it. Something which is derech la'olam means that nowadays, in the 21st century, it's not the derech of most people to squeeze. We buy everything from the store. So they're catering to us. So if it's in the store, then it is the derech for people to squeeze it, to use it. If it's not in the store, then it's not the derech. And the fact that you find one or two stores on the side of the street that might sell it, that's not enough of a kriveya with regard to what the derech is. Now the Ramah says that this is all with regard to squeezing things for drink. But drinking and enjoyment. But if you squeeze something for refuah, then if it's the only use for refuah levadei, then it's mutter to squeeze it. Now, it's not clear bizmaninu what type of juice that would be. I thought that prune juice would be a pretty good. They do sell it, and people I guess buy it even when they don't have stomach issues. However, it's well known that prune juice does alleviate stomach issues, certain stomach ailments. Therefore, to squeeze prunes for the juice, theoretically, should be mutter if it's only used for refuah purposes. The problem is that you don't get juice when you squeeze prunes, because prunes are dried. That's what I was enlightened to. Therefore, my question over here is, someone, could you really use some prune juice? Can you prepare some on Shabbos? The truth is, you can't prepare it by squeezing it. You can prepare it by cooking it, and then when it soaks in the water itself, and any water which it soaks in, then you can squeeze that. Now, would you be allowed to squeeze that on Shabbos? Now, that becomes much more problematic, because you just turned your prunes into shlokes. You just turned your prunes into shlokes, and the lach is that when you squeeze shlokes lemeimeim, then it's usher, because it already had a shem mashke beforehand, and therefore to squeeze it is going to be usher. There we don't find that there's a heter of refuah. We found b'negeah to something which it grew inside, that if it's only squeezed the refuah, l'chur the lumdus is, because a fruit which is not generally squeezed, it has a shem oichol. Even the juice inside has a shem oichol. When you squeeze it for a drink, it turns into a mashke. But if you squeeze it for something which is not a drink, you squeeze it for refuah purposes, then you never turned it into a mashke. It still retains the status of a oichol. And therefore, when you squeeze it for refuah, it never turns into a mashke, it stays as an oichol. Just like when you squeeze it into food, it never changes its status and it stays as an oichol. Shlokos is not that way. Shlokos got its liquid from outside. So it was a mashke before it went inside. Therefore, when you have your prunes that you cooked and juice went inside, to squeeze that lerfuah, that would be usher on Shabbos, midar abanan. Now, that's what that. Now, squeezing into your mouth, this Mishnah Berurah quotes, la'alach lemaisa, the Ramah brings down, to squeeze, to be maitet, to suck out the juice of the grapes. He says, is mutter? V'yesh ha'yisrim limtzitz b'peh. La'alach lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that you should not hold it outside of your mouth and suck out the juice. That you should not do. Rather, you should, the only way that it's going to be mutter, l'chur, it's also, it's not only that, it's going to be, with regard, he says it with regard to zeisim v'anovim. With regard to anovim, basically, is the only thing which is really negeah. If you want to squeeze out the juice, he says, since zeisim v'anovim are asur midaraisa, you should be machmer by a safek daraisa, and not suck out the juice by holding the grape outside of your mouth and suck it into your mouth. The mashmoit is that by shar peris, then in chanami taka would be mutter. Shar peris which are not asur midaraisa would be mutter. And certainly, it would be mutter to, if you have a piece of challah which you dipped into coffee or into wine or something else, also that would be mutter since it's not a shar levadaraisa. L'chura, Therefore, it's not a problem to suck it out. However, to squeeze the challah out, if you dipped your challah into wine, or you dipped your cookies into coffee, and there's too much, and you want to squeeze it out, that is aser midrabanan. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. You're only allowed to hold it by your mouth and suck it out, suck out the juice. But to squeeze it out, that would be aser, the whole of aser midrabanan. Awesome. Mishnah Berurah says, so what's the way to do anavim? The way to do anavim is to suck out the juice from anavim is to stick it into your mouth and then to suck out the juice. Because that would be derech achila. Does it mean that you have to chew it? He doesn't say that you have to chew it so it looks like achila. The very fact that you stuck it into your mouth and you sucked out the juice, l'chorah the mashmois is that that's enough to matzer it. Therefore, accordingly, it sounds like that's really the only way that it's going to be mutter. Certainly, to take a handful of grapes and hold it above your mouth and squeeze it out, the juice into your mouth, that choyshashani lemechatos. That's chash chatos, because you're squeezing it out for juice and you're squeezing out grapes, not just into your mouth. You're not just sucking it out, you're squeezing it out. Lechur, that would be aser out. That would be aser out chita. Sif beis. The halacha is zeis manavim shenesras kum erev Shabbos mashkan ayitzim mehem mutarin vafilim lein nesras kum erev Shabbos miyesh b'yayin gigis yayin b'gigis shanavim b'seichei af b'shanavim mizbakim b'Shabbos b'gigis mutu l'shteisa b'Shabbos shkol yayin yitzim yanavim mizbatal b'yayin shebegigis. The halacha is that if you already squeezed the grapes before Shabbos, even the juice which is coming out on Shabbos is mutter to use, even though it's mashkan shazavu, because since there's no issur d'oraisa to squeeze already squeezed grapes, therefore there's no gzeira that you might come to squeeze them, and it's mutter. Not only that, if there's grapes that are inside a barrel on Shabbos and they pop on Shabbos and the grape and the juice oozes out, it's mutter to use that juice. Not only that, you're allowed to put the grapes inside that they should squeeze out on Shabbos. That they should pop on Shabbos. The Taz says there's no way that you're allowed to do that. That's schita kala achriyad. However, the Mishabura passes in the Allah Lamais that it's mutter. I'll pee the El Yerabba. The Rabbi says it's not Schita Kal Achayan. Why is it not Schita Kal Achayan? Because you didn't do a Maisa Schita. You never squeezed it. You caused that the Mashkin should be Zavu. You caused the Mashkin should be Zavu. You didn't do a Schita. It's not a Schita Kal Achayan because you never squeezed it. You caused that the Mashkin should be Zavu, and therefore it's Mutter. That's why is it Mutter when it goes straight into. It's only Mutter if it goes straight into another Mashkin, because if not, then it would have a din of a Dover Shish Matirin. Where if it goes straight into a mashka, then it's mutter. What's the reason why? Maybe we'll leave it. We saw it in Yerideh. Why Davar Sheish Matirin is different, we'll leave that. Anybody wants to speak to us, we'll speak about it afterwards. Be'ez Hashem. Sif Gimel. Chartzanim v'zogim v'shanosan olei yamayim lases temet. If you have the leftover parts of the grapes and you put on water, that should become temet. Mutter limsheich mehem v'lish toisam. You're allowed to take out the water, pull out the water and drink it. V'afilo yinosan mayim v'ayayin v'smas v'zom me'ilav mutter lish toisam. Even if the water comes out by itself, and should we have a din of mashkin shazavu, since it's zav straight into the water, therefore it's batal lechatchila, and there's no problem to drink it. Now, it's not exactly clear, like some of the ilam asked, what's the difference between Siv Beis and Siv Gimel? What's the taste of Chiddush in Siv Gimel more than Siv Beis? Siv Beis is talking about that you have grapes that pop, and the mashkin shazavu goes into the wine. The Siv Gimel is talking about the leftover grapes, which you put water on top, and whatever seeps out is going into the water, and it's a bottle right away. There's no dinner davar shesh matirin because it's in the sarav right away. Ken zayin that there's a difference between whether or not it goes straight into wine, then it's min b'minoi, and therefore it's not nikr b'chlal. It was never nikr, and therefore it's going to be mutter, as opposed to if you the seeps out into water, then maybe you could say that it is nikr. Is that considered nikr or is that not considered nikr? We have mashm shazuv, the halacha is that mashm shazuv was straight into something else is nikr. Same thing with ice cubes. You're allowed to put ice cubes into water. You're not supposed to pour water maybe onto ice cubes. It's possibly is aser because you're being marasik the ice cubes. But if you already have water in the cup and you put the ice cubes inside, that's not a problem because when it dissolves into the water. Now, are you allowed to take green ice cubes and stick them inside the water? As soon as it starts dissolving, you're going to see green going into the entire mixture. It's great, as I heard from somebody who did it last year for Purim. It's great. It looks awesome for Purim. You put in something which is a carbonated drink and green ice cubes, and you stick it inside. Looks like it came from some outer space, and everybody enjoys it. Is that a mutter, or do we say that's considered as the ice cube is nicker? The ice cube is nicker before when it goes inside the water. And because when it dissolves, you see the green food coloring going into the water. Or do you say, no, as long as it's this arav miyad into the water, it doesn't make a difference if you could see it. Which would mean that the chiddush of Siv Gimel is that even though it's wine which is coming out, which is a different color, and it's going into water, you could say that that is considered nikkur. Nevertheless, we also say that that's not considered nikkur. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this, but maybe that's halacha. Siv Dalet. Motzer l'sreit eshkol anav m'sechah g'deira. This is the memory of Shmuel, that you're allowed to squeeze grapes straight into an oichel, because mashka bala oichel is ka oichel dami. Rosh Rubim shel Rishenim paskin, like Shmuel, that it's mutter to do this. The only thing is that the Rach says not this way. The Rach paskins that it's usher to squeeze grapes into oichel. Now, kimat every single Rishon in the book says not like the Rach. Some of them paskin like the Rach with regard to Rabbi Yechanan. However, many Rishonim say that even if you paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that if you squeeze shlokais, you're going to be chayiv midaraisa. That doesn't mean that if you squeeze something which is chayiv midaraisa onto food, that it shouldn't get a heter. Just because shlokis is chayiv, even though it's not the derech to squeeze in, because it had a shame mashka on it, but what does that mean? What does that have to do with when you're squeezing grapes onto food, that it shouldn't be mutter, because l'chored has a shame baichum? Therefore, l'chatchila, Rav Rishenim say that in echram yitzaka mutter l'chatchila. Kinire, the Rach understood that by shlokis and kvashim, even though the water came from outside, once it goes inside, it turns into an eichel, like Rashi says. Rashi says it has a shem oichel by shlokis. It turns into an oichel. And nevertheless, when you squeeze this oichel, it's still aser. When you squeeze it limimeyim. So too over here, even something which is going to have a shem oichel, if you're squeezing it to extract juice, then even though you're extracting juice into an oichel, kenzain, he holds that it's going to be aser. There's no difference. Even if it has a shem oichel, it's not going to help you since you're extracting a juice from a salad. La'alach lemaiso, the Mishnah Berurah says, ha'machmer tavel ha'bracha. He says, by daraisa hamachmer tavel bracha. Now, is that only referring to zeisim v'anovim, which we hold our daraisa? Or does that mean that anything that the Rach holds is daraisa is going to be aser? Which means shar peres are also aser midaraisa. Now, you should be choshish lechatchila. The Shmir Shabbos Krosa says, dafka zeisim v'anovim, however, by shar peres, the mashmois is that it's going to be from the chaya adam, that it's going to be mutter. Now, lulei demistafina amina, the Bir Halacha seems to say not that way. The Bir Halacha, as we'll see by lemons in a minute, the Bir Halacha says, by lemons, you could be makel to squeeze it onto food, and you don't have to be machmer like the Rach. There's no inin to be machmer like the Rach, because the Beisiesiv holds, is the tzad in the Beisiesiv, that you let us squeeze lemons the chatchila into an empty cup. The lemons are mutter to squeeze bechlal. So if there's those that hold that it's mutter bechlal to squeeze lemons, certainly, when you're squeezing it onto food, for sure you don't have to be machmer. That only applies to lemons, that doesn't apply to any other fruit. The basis is never said with regard to any other thing. It's only lemons that you don't drink by itself, that's where he said that you can squeeze into it. But every other fruit, l'chor is not that way. The mashmois would be that any other fruit would be an inyan of a machmar tavla bracha, not to squeeze onto food. Now, even when we have a heter, that's only machmar tavla bracha, certainly not to be ma'ur to anybody that does it. It's a chumrah. Me'ikr d'dino. Just first of all, appreciate. I want everybody to appreciate what went on over here. We have Roiv, Reuven, Shavishenim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush. We have the Rashi, Tosis. We have Kemar. All the Gedolei Rishenim and Poiskim. They all say that it's mutter lechatchila. We have one Rishon, even though Rach and the Rach called the very Rach and the very Kabbalah, like the Rush says. Nevertheless, he says Mechoshes for the Shita Yichidah Machmor Tavel Bracha. So comes to Shabbos, you might have a klal. How do we paskin minigeta? We are choishes for shitas yichidah. We are choishes for other shitas if we could. Lechatchila is a mutter. Meikar adin, it's mutter. Is there an inyan to be machmer? There is an inyan to be machmer. Let's bear this in mind for hemshach hasimin beis Hashem isbar. Now comes so squeezing onto fruit. Even when you have a heter to squeeze on to fruit, nevertheless you cannot use a kli which is miyuchad for that. Says the Shulchan speaks this out, and this is really what we saw when he gets the teichin at the beginning of this man, that even when there's no isser of teichin, because it's something which is not going to do lekarka, nevertheless, you cannot use a grater because it looks like ovdan dechol. So too, to use a juicer, to even if it's a handheld juicer, and it's a hand juicer, you don't, it's not electric, nevertheless, you wouldn't be able to juice it onto another fruit because that looks like ovdan dechol. Now, this whole halacha is only with regard to squeezing into food. What's with regard to squeezing into drinks? Can you squeeze something into a drink? Says the Bir Halacha, Av l'seich kli sheish b'mashka, Osir v'chiyuva nami yish b'zeh kach zeli rabba v'shar achreinim u'poshit. It's poshit that it's squeezed into a drink, that's for sure osir. And l'chor mitzvah, it is osir, because the whole reason is when it goes into oichol, it gets a shem oichol. It goes into a mashke, it gets a shem mashke. The thing is, the Beis Yosef wasn't so poshit too. Because he said by lemons, that by lemons, he had two reasons why it might be mutter to squeeze lemons. Either because nobody drinks the lemon juice by itself, so therefore you can squeeze it even into an empty cup. And the second terrace is that when you, since the minig is to squeeze lemons always into a drink, therefore it's mutter. Since it's the derech to squeeze it into a drink, therefore it's mutter. Now what does he mean since the derech to squeeze it into a drink? And therefore what? So it sounds like al derech, the first terrace. The first terrace is saying when you squeeze it into a cup, since nobody drinks lemon juice by itself, memela, even if it's going into an empty cup, people don't look at it as a mashke. People look at it as an eichel. Since people look at it as an eichel, therefore it's going to be mutter even goes into an empty cup. The second derech is saying, even if people theoretically could drink it by itself, it's not tart, it's not sour like lemon juice. But since the minig is that everybody squeezes it into a drink, therefore nobody looks at it as a mashke. We look at it as a flavoring, we look at it as petal that you add to a drink. You could theoretically drink it, but since people squeeze it, the minig is to squeeze it into a drink, therefore it's mimutter. Come to Mishnah Berurah understood. The Beis Yosef understood that squeezing into a mashke ken zayin is a kula. As long as the derech is for everybody to squeeze into a mashke, then we look at it as a flavoring, we look at it as a spice for the mashke, we don't look at it as a oichel. We don't look at it as a mashke, we look at it as a oichel. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskin that it's pasha that into a mashke is going to be aser. L'chor, the difference is that the Beis Yosef only said it when it gets to lemons. Lemons, where it's not the derech, where it's the minik to squeeze it only into a drink, there's maybe a heter. But where to squeeze it, where's the derech to squeeze oranges into a cup and to drink it, or grapefruits and all other fruits come out, then even if you're going to squeeze it into a drink, certainly it's going to be aser, and even the Beis Yosef is going to be masculine, it's aser. It's only something which is not the derech to drink by itself. There, when you squeeze it into a drink, then maybe it's going to be mutter. But to squeeze something where it's the derech to squeeze by itself into a drink, that is going to be aser. Where it's only looked at as the derech is for everybody to squeeze into a drink, then it's only looked at as a spice. We don't look at it as a mashke. It's something which adds, gives flavor to something else. That's not a drink in and of itself. It gives flavor to something else. Now, sif, that is basically sif dalid. That me'ikr dadina, it's mutter to squeeze onto an eichel. Exactly how much it has to get absorbed inside, that we'll get to in a minute. And into a mashke is going to be aser. However, hamachmer tov la bracha, not to squeeze fruits onto eichel. Sif hei is the din of Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh misha oimer duadin lebaiser shemutal sechel esecha eichel. Even bais, which is not roi lachila, Rabbeinu Tam oisav abaiser, hila v'en roi lachila. This is not roi lachila, but Rabbeinu Tam asas it. We mentioned in the past, the machlok is exactly what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say that it's usher because of dash, like Taisa seems to say? Or did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say that it's usher because of bairer? When you're taking out oichel from bais, which is psalis, then it's oichel mipsalis, which is usher. How's bairer? Like the Ritzman seemed to say. Lalach lamaisa seems that the machlok is achrenim, and we paskin. The Taz says that it's asbara. Therefore, the Taz says, if you're doing it for miyad, so it's eichel mitachselis for miyad, it's mutter. The Magen Avraham says, there's no heter for disha of miyad. He understood that the reason why it's mutter is because of dash, and therefore, it's mutter miyad. Now, if you look at the Bir Halacha seems to say that even the Rishenim, Rei Rishenim that say bairer, the pashas is that they mean dash. They don't mean bairer. And therefore, he really is neitzah to be machmer with this. There's no heter to be secheted for miyad. He says, unless it's something which is be'etzem roi l'achila, if it's roi l'achila ide etchak, then you could be seimich on the taz to say, if the boister is roi l'achila ide etchak, then you could be seimich on the taz to be secheted for la'alter, which l'chur is a chiddush, because Rabbeinu Tam was talking about boister. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, that some boister you make a bracha on, because you make a adama on, because it is roi l'achila to a certain extent. So it is roi l'achila. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam said about that it's going to be usher to squeeze it. And the reason is, like we're coming out, like Rabbi Shainim, is because of burr. That's the case, is because of dash, not because of burr. There's no heter, really, to be makel. Either way, it's not so much the derech to squeeze beiser, and therefore, we're not going to get into it too much. What is the derech is sif vav. Sivvav talks about lemons, and the Machaber Nemzam Kepshutai, Motor Lischay Lemons. It's Motor to squeeze lemons. It doesn't bring down any stud to Aser, to be Machmer, even though the Beis Yosef is Matmiya on the Minig. Where does this Minig come from? And not only that, there's people that say that they're Ma'ur on him. Instead of being Moicha on the Minig, you went ahead and to be Matzik them. What do you mean? They're being over on this, or Kenzan is this a Dereza, Shash is a Dereza, because it's so, such a Derech to squeeze lemons, maybe it becomes the Orchei. Orchei B'Hochei. Lamaisa Vizmaninu is the Derech to squeeze lemons. It's very common to squeeze lemons. And it's common to squeeze lemons into empty cups. Therefore, it's going to be Tali whether or not the heter of squeezing lemons is going to be telling the two answers of the Beis Yosef that we said beforehand. One reason the Beis Yosef said that it's mutter is because you will let it even squeeze into an empty cup, because it's not the derech to drink it by itself. And secondly, he says, no, to squeeze it into an empty cup, that's aser. You only let it squeeze it, the minig is to squeeze it into a juice. That's when it's mutter. Bismanenu, they squeeze it into barrels, and they sell them in bottles of mitz limon. Then lechur, it's going to be telling these two terutzim. According to the first teretz, it's going to be mutter. According to the second teretz, it's going to be aser. Memela, the Mishnah Berurah says, tzarchi and galdo, whether or not you could be mekel to squeeze them even into a drink. Therefore, he's machmer, and he says one should not squeeze grapes into a lemons. Thank you. He says that one should not squeeze lemons into, certainly not into a cup by itself, and even into a drink. He says to be machmer, tzarich in gadol, whether or not you can be mekel in motel sachtem b'shabbos seich mashke. Therefore, what should you do? How could you be seichatem? And then he says, and then he says that the way to be seichet them is to be seichet them into an oichel. Into an oichel, that is motel lechatchila to be seichet. If you want to seichet it into a salad, onto a piece of salmon, into any other type of food, that lechatchila would be motel to be seichet. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's mutter if you want to make lemonade. The way to do it is to have a cup of water, take a teaspoon of sugar, and squeeze your lemon onto the sugar, and it'll get absorbed inside the oichel, which is the sugar, and then you can take that sugar and mix it together inside of the lemonade, inside the water. We will be mitzayin that the Chazanish says lahedya, that's aser, since your derech, your kavana lechatchila is just to get it into your liquid, that's your whole derech. We look at it as a mashke as soon as it came out. He says, therefore, he says that it's aser. However, the Mishnah Berurah nemzam kapshutai, that is mutter, and kimdumani, that is the minig of many, to be mekel, and even if it's going straight into the water, that is considered as going into oichel, and therefore it's mutter. Is there an inin to be machmer, not to squeeze onto oichel, like we said before, and by the grapes? Says the Mishnah Berurah, there is no inin to be machmer, says the Bir Halacha, because lemons are those that are mekel lechatchila to squeeze in. Now, just to clarify, what's considered squeezing onto oichel? Can I take a little piece, some sugar, put it on the bottom of my cup, and squeeze 40 lemons onto it? It's all going into oichel. Is that mutter? Is that not mutter? So the truth is that this halacha is also very negah to milking cows on Yontif, brought down in Sim Tuf Kof Hay, and it's mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that there's two times that it's mutter to squeeze into oichel. Either when you're being masak in the oichel, even if it doesn't get absorbed inside. For example, you're squeezing lemon onto a piece of fish. Even if the lemon doesn't get absorbed inside the fish, it's going to be masak in the fish, and therefore it's mutter. The second thing is, even if it's not coming to be masakin, if it's nivla inside. It's nivla inside the oichel, then that's beseder. Now, either way, you're very limited in how much you could squeeze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's coming to be masakin the oichel, then it has to be that it's coming to be masakin the oichel. If it's not coming to be masakin the oichel, and it's being nivla inside, so then, says the Mishnah Berurah, at least right of it has to be nivla inside. You can't take a little piece of bread and stick it on the bottom of a 40-gallon bucket, and then go ahead and milk 50 cows inside of your inside this bucket. That's really what it's talking about.
In the beginning, it's going to be on some oil, but the rest
is very much good. Right, which is pointed out. Also, once it's already tough, that's the pashtus, is that once you already have a layer of liquid on top of the oichel, then people see it going into the Chazanish speaks it also, that people see it going into the mashke and not into the oichel, and that is already going to be aser. It has to be that roiv is nivla inside of the oichel, or it's coming to be misakin the oichel. In those cases, it's going to be mutter. That's talking about a case where it's nivla inside the sugar. That's what happens. It gets absorbed inside the sugar. You don't see it seeping out on top. You have to have enough sugar that it's not seeping out on top. Now, this din of lemons you're not allowed to squeeze like we can matzarchin galdof, you can be mekel to squeeze it into a drink. So if you want to know, could you squeeze it into your Coke or into your tea? No, you cannot squeeze it into your Coke or tea. However, you could cut a piece of lemon and stick it inside your tea, even if some of the juice is going to seep out. That's like your grapes which you're sticking into a bucket. That's beseder, that's not a problem at all. That's motel lechatchila. No, it needs to be machmer, but it gets in that. If you want to go ahead and take your spoon and smash it against the side of the lemon and smush it to be able to squeeze out the lemon juice, that we never found that you have a heter. Even though it's under, it's submerged under in the liquid, we never found that you have a heter to squeeze something out under the liquid. We have a heter if it's mashkin shazavu by itself. But to squeeze out, that we don't have a heter, and that's all the Pesim saying, Shmishal Stosor, Shavas, all the Chabiz Manenu, all point out, Snakuda, Lachar, we don't find a heter to squeeze it out. Sif Zayin, Kvashim Mishlokis. You light a squeeze, Kvashim Mishlokis. If it's, we pass on like Shmuel, that legufan is mutter, lememim is aser. This halacha is not only with regard to kvash mishlokis, fruits and vegetables, it's also with regard to other things that are not fruits and vegetables. Like the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have lakshin that's full of shuman and it has too much shuman, you let it squeeze it out, mutter lechatchila. If you're squeezing it out not for the oil or the shuman, you're rather squeezing it out to be able to improve the food. Therefore, if you have a very oily piece of schnitzel and you want to squeeze it out to improve because it's too oily for you, that is mutter lechatchila to squeeze it out. Now the question is, why do we not have an issue of burr? When you squeeze out a piece of schnitzel and oil comes out, l'chur, that should be a problem of burr. Now, if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that when you do burr, we look at what you're taking, what's left in your hand. So therefore, when you squeeze something and the oil comes out and you left the piece of schnitzel in your hand, you took the oichel from the pesulis, then it's going to be mutter. The problem is that we don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We put the Mishnah Berurah says that what comes out, or Mishnah what comes out, what you're holding in your hand, and what leaves the tarevis, that's what looks at as a mitzvah berur. So that's the pesulis which is coming out. What's the reason that that's going to be mutter? It says the Shulchan Reb Chaim No talks about this in Kuf Chavov, caught in your test. They all handle this. L'chura, the ikar reason why tzad to be mekel is al derech what the Magen Avraham says when he asks in the Hilchas Beir and Siman Shin Yutes, how come when you squeeze a grape there's no problem of beir? And he says because akol min achas, it's all one min and therefore it's mutter. There's no breira when it's min achas. Now l'chura it's even more than that. Very often it's guf echad, it's the very same thing, and therefore since it's guf achas, and there's no peda to eat it be'etzem by itself. In other words, most people would eat it as is, and therefore it's not looked at as two different things. And like we saw, water that has kismin, that has little black pieces inside, that people aren't makbet to drink, or the wine that has shmarim inside, that people are not makbet to drink. The halacha is you're allowed to strain it out on Shabbos because you would drink it even without it. Most people are not makbet, and therefore it's not a problem. If you're mamish makbet and you would not touch this thing, without you, your instance, you would not eat it, then very good chance that it is taka asr to squeeze it. Then we look at it as two minim. If it's such an oily piece of schnitzel, and you're so makbid, and you're scared of pimples, or whatever it is, then you're not going to touch it. You're not going to eat it. You're an instance, you're not going to eat it. If you would eat it, you're not going to enjoy it as much, beseder. But if not, then it would, l'chur, there's a tzad to say that it would be asr. Kimdimani, sonar, chashab, zin, something like that. I'm not exactly sure if the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Motel lechatchila liskait lokshin, mishuman and nivla behen. You can't eat it because of the shuman harvi. Sounds like you can't, mamish can't eat it. Mashmah that there's never a problem of schita, maybe because you understood, once it's cooked together, it becomes one cheftza, then it's the thing itself. The cheftza itself, we don't look at it as two things, and therefore there's no problem of schita. Sif ches, schita's dog letziray, asecha dog letziray, dinik asecha kvash mishlokas mimim, which means that if it's lememeim, it's aser, and if it's a gufan, it's mutter. Therefore, if you have schmaltz herring, and you want to squeeze out the herring to get some gishmak of schmaltz to be able to dip your chal into, or to be able to eat with your challah, if your lechur, if your kavan is lememeim, then in a chanami, it would be aser. This question about letabal behem we saw earlier. But it would be aser if your kavana is to use the mashkin, then the lechur, it should be aser out mashkin sheh. Al schito as a din of shlokris, and would be usher in a chanami to squeeze it out. If you're only trying to improve the fish, then in a chanami lechuro it should be mutter. The problem is that most times, oh, In a case where your whole kavanah is just to improve the fish, then lechera should be mutter lechatchila to squeeze it. So now I'm just going to take 1 minute to answer the questions I was asked to do that, and therefore just to answer the questions that were addressed in this chabura. Should you stop your kids from squeezing grapes directly into their mouths? We're not going to deal with the chinuch shaylas. We'll just deal with whether or not it's mutter or aser, and according to the age of your children, you'll decide whether or not to stop them. Should you stop your kids from squeezing grapes directly into their mouth? Yes. It's usher to squeeze grapes, certainly if they're not sucking them out, to squeeze them and the juice going into the side. Cheshashani le mechatas lechera, the pashtas is, that's usher midaraisa. How about if they like peeling them and sucking out the juice? Is that mutter or is that usher? Lechera. If the grape is outside the mouth and they're sucking out the juice, then there is a chshash of, if you still have part of the, something inside which is psoilis, you're not just, the whole thing is not just juice. Then lechera, you should not do that. By safek daraisa of anavim, you should rather put it into your mouth and then suck out the juice. I heard some heter about squeezing lemons onto salmon. Is there really no problem at all? Yes, lemon pashtas is the only thing which is no problem at all. There's no even machmer tavla bracha not to squeeze it onto food. With regard to anavim and kenzayin by shar peres, also to squeeze it onto food, there's an inyan of machmer tavla bracha. If it's allowed, is there any difference to squeeze a slice of lemon into a cup of coconut or a cup to use for lemonade? Absolutely. Mishnah Berurah says, Tarachin Gadol, if you could be makel to squeeze it into a liquid of Bizmanenu, that is the derech to squeeze it. Therefore, one should not squeeze it, not on top of the coke, and not when it's in the coke, you shouldn't squeeze it out into the coke. Is there any problem to squeeze a pear to make your very own homemade version of pear cactus apple concoction? Yes, there is a problem to squeeze it. The derech is to squeeze pears. It's in many different, it's in pear cactus apple drink, which they market. And they're also, like I was told, that they, if you look at a lot of different fruit juices, they all have, many of them have pear juice inside. It's used, it's cooked. It's cooked. What is, not the pear cactus apple, I don't think. No, it's cooked, and no one squeezes. Not like the Mishnah Berurah's times. In the times of Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, they squeeze pears la'alafim. So if people talk don't squeeze, it's hard for me to believe that they're not squeezed. Certainly apple would be aser. It doesn't make a difference. You make the concentrate from squeezing, then it would be problematic. Not if you do it, if there's people that do it, and you're doing it also, then there's achshavinu together with other people, and that's going to aser. I was a kiddush where they served some famous herring. Was I allowed to wrap up the herring with a piece of challah and squeeze out some of the geshmak schmaltz? If your kavana is for the schmaltz, then you should not. If your kavana is for the to improve the herring because it has too much oil, then that would be mutter. Someone can really use some prune juice. Can he prepare some on Shabbos? No, he cannot prepare some on Shabbos. You cannot squeeze out the prunes that have juice which was absorbed through cooking. It's shlokes. And therefore, even if it's the refuah, lecher, there's no heter to do it. If you squeeze out an oily piece of schnitzel, yes, if your intention is to improve the schnitzel, it'll be mutter for you to squeeze it out.